Kunstsammlung Chemnitz House, one of the largest and most important communal art collections in Germany. The institution developed out of various civic groups, such as the art association Kunsthütte zu Chemnitz, founded in 1860. In 1999, these were gathered under the roof of the King Albert Museum, and as of 1920s, were administered as a municipal museum. Today, the Kunstsammlung Chemnitz comprise a complex of different museums and institutions. We are mainly four buildings, the Kunstsammlung at the Theater Place, within an archive of Carl Friedrich Klaus, one of the most famous German artists from this region. Then the Museum Gunzenhauser, an architecture from the 20s, with its fantastic modernist collection. The Schlossberg Museum, which is hosted on the top of a mountain in the city at the Schlossberg, the Schloss Mountain, the Castle Mountain. And then together with another small castle, which has come to be visited. And the very famous Henry van der Velde Museum, which is hosted in one of the most famous early architectures, the first villa, the Henry van der Velde, the Belgian Jugendstil architect, constructed in around 1905. Kunstsammlung Chemnitz have gained also not only because of these institutions and the collections, but also with their exhibition program, national and international renown, thanks to their many much respected activities. And we go on with this, especially in view of our cultural capital status in 2025. So I just can only give you a short first snap about our exhibition program in 2022. I think the central first exhibition will be a very ambitious project to bring together the work of the Brücke and Blaue Reiter artist groups. These are the two ones who founded the German Expressionism. And nobody really knows that the Brücke was innerly founded in Chemnitz, because the three most famous protagonists went to school in Chemnitz. And even Carl Schmidt-Rottluff was born there. In the city, his name is a conjunction of where he came from. He together went to a gymnasium. Before him, there was Erich Heckel going to school. And also the family of Ernst Ludwig Kirchner moved on to Chemnitz in the early first decade of the century. So everybody was always connected to the city, and both went over to Dresden to found the artist group, the Brücke. The exhibition will bring together a huge convolut of collections of three museums, from Buchheim Museum in Bernried and Van der Heide Museum in Wuppertal. And it will examine their own collections and give up together a very impressive conjunction of about what is this avant-garde. Then the other exhibition will be about photography, which is also always in the program of the Kunstsammlung Chemnitz. It will show Czech photography from 1948 to 1968, between avant-garde and repression. And there will be shown most important positions in Czech photography after the Second World War, like from Josef Kudelka, Emilia Metkova, Willem Reichmar, Josef Sudek and Jan Svoboda. We also always work very intensively with our collections, and we got new gifts, like from the Sammlung Thomas, it's Anthony Tapias. We have always intense presentations of our collections of modern art in the Kunstsammlung am Theaterplatz, also early 19th century and late 19th century. We will also show very new ambitious graphic convolutes, like at the Museum Gunzenhauser, which will underline the relationships of graphics and poetry and literature. And we also have a lot of different funny cultural aspects in our program, like how was dancing in the 20s in the city, or how did they invent it early mechanic apparatus. This is like programs you can find in the Schlossberg Museum. So be sure, if you come to Chemnitz, you will be always surprised. And I hope you will really discover the city on its best explorational ways.